my pride. I would choke on the rhymes, but the lack thereof would leave me empty inside. Swallow my doubt, turn it
the Devil's Advocates Radio for the 99%.
Put my tender heart in a blender. Watch it spin round to a beautiful oblivion. Rendezvous, then I'm through with you.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. I went on a field trip. It's been some time. You know, we've been busy doing business, opening up new radio affiliates, like our fine affiliate in Waukesha, 540 AM and 101 FM, The Shaw. And I did the right thing today. I notified the Ron Johnson for Senate campaign that I plan to attend a press conference. Because Ron Johnson hasn't been coming around on this show, and I have not seen Ron, and I have not spoken to Ron since September of 2020. That was before the election, if you'll recall. And since the election, Ron's been out there pushing, you know, the big lie and hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. And apparently today he was meeting with some fine parents in a building on the Far East Side. And the nature of the meeting was, you know, parents are outraged because you might mandate their kids are vaccinated or teach them critical race theory. Now, these were a couple of the themes that Ron came back to. And anyways, I was not privy to the statements made by the senator. He claimed it was about an hour and 15-minute talk with these parents. And then he came out through the lobby and walked out to meet with the assembled press. And we'd all been told 11:15. I pulled up exactly where I was supposed to be. Saw a few other, you know, TV cameras and such. I got the radio station, the Devil Wagon. I'm very distinct when I go on the road. And, you know, start looking around and, hey, where's Ron? Where are we meeting Ron at? And yesterday, when I got up to drop the kids off, Upper Midwest, in case you're listening from somewhere far, far away in a warmer climb, see, someone's listening in Columbia right now. Well, the temperature in Wisconsin yesterday, 18 degrees below zero. And the temperature in Wisconsin today, 25 degrees. That's a 43-degree swing. That's pretty drastic. So this morning, it felt damn near tropical. Almost wore shorts. But I left the house, and I knew I was going to a Ron Johnson press conference. I drove out to the east side. And all these camera people started setting up outside. And I'm thinking, it's not that warm. I don't even have a coat on. So they were milling about waiting for the senator, and I went inside the building because, you know, I'm cold, and I knew that's where Ron was coming from, and I played this game before, and I wanted just a moment to see how Ron would react in my presence because it'd been a long time. I missed Ron. Wanted to know if Ron's been missing me. Used to call him a friend of the show. So anyways, I'm waiting there in the lobby, and I'm in Dane County, Wisconsin, Madison, Wisconsin. We're still under mask mandates here. I noted that the senator was not wearing a mask. And as the parents, and I assume they were the parents because they all came down in big groups coming out of the elevator, they were all slow. Let's just call them a maskless bunch. So no masks. I was inside. I was wearing a mask. And I see the senator come walking down the hallway. First time I've seen Ron since 2020. And I wondered, how's Ron going to react to me? And Ron could tell. I was holding up my cell phone. I was taking a little video, posted it on Facebook. If you haven't liked us at the Devil's Advocates Facebook page yet, why not? That's where the good stuff goes. So anyways, video of Ron, and you can see the specific video. I got Ron coming off the elevator and coming up past me. He seemed a little stiff, you know, sort of preoccupied. And here's how I greeted Senator Ron Johnson this morning on the east side of Madison, inside the building. Where was it? Crudy in the hallway. Cut one.
How you been, Senator?
Good, yourself?
Good, Ron.
Nice to see you. You're not tracking me for the other side, are you?
No, you don't come on the show. Now I got to chase you to highway side press conferences.
So I don't know if you caught all of that. I greeted the senator. And eventually, he got sort of a crooked smile. He looked back at me, and he walked over, and he shook my hand. And I'm thinking, how many COVID-infected hands did he shake upstairs? But setting that aside, you know, because I've washed my hands subsequently. But Ron shook my hand, and I considered that a cordial act for Ron Johnson. And anyways, he said, I thought you were a a tracker for the other side. And I'm thinking, I'm not a tracker, Ron. I'm sort of a journalist adjacent. But I am rooting against you, sir, just so you know. And so anyways, I followed Ron out to the press conference. And later in this big show, in the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to get into some of the Q&A with Ron. But the warm fuzzy, the rendezvous with Ron, well, it only kind of had that warm fuzzy feeling just for a few minutes. And I asked like the third question, and someone had asked a Kevin Nicholson question. And he wasn't going to comment on Kevin Nicholson, a guy who declared he's running for governor in the state of Wisconsin today. I don't comment on campaigns. Okay, well, now it's my turn. And I did ask Ron about a thing he had said yesterday, sort of inarticulate. I wanted clarity on that. And Ron did answer that question, sort of in a long-winded fashion. We'll share it later. And then another question from the Channel 27 guy to my left, and I started asking another question of Ron. And here, just maybe 5 short minutes into our, you know, our reunification, here's what Ron responded to me as I asked him a second question at the press conference. Cut number 3, please.
How would you describe the current...
Do you have questions for anybody else here?
Sure.
You're against
the... So that's good enough. The point was, I got mid-question. I was actually going to ask Ron about the stellar GDP numbers. And Ryan said, does anybody else want to ask some questions from like over here? Apparently myself and ABC, because I asked the question, you know, Ron said yesterday, the inarticulate Ron said something about, you know, the kids and the kids' parents and the parents are responsible, but society shouldn't be. So I asked a question about that, and the ABC guy asked a question about that and asked another question about that. It probably seemed like I was coming to pile on. I was going to let him off the hook. I was ready to hit him up over the head with other topics. But anyways, had a little rendezvous with Ron. I'm gonna put it down as a fair to middling experience. But by the end, any warm, fuzzy feeling? Oh, it had been exhausted. Ron was sick of me in less than 5 minutes. Come back, a fine guest, a co-devil for the rest of the hour, John Nichols from The Nation.
It's over. Nothing matters.